It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Shri Aslada, no Hawaiian. We are ready to get you through a week. Shrius, it is, boy, it feels soon to have a bye week, doesn't it? Just a couple weeks, and I know this is normal. It just feels that way. I think even after the Mizzou game, people are generally got to be pretty excited. I think maybe more so than before the year, more confident that KU looks pretty good. What's been your take on the Jayhawks through 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think they're
3 weeks.
Yeah, I think they're a pretty talented team. They've shown a lot of promise, you know, the first two games especially. And, you know, at points of the Missouri game, they looked like they were in total control. Obviously, didn't go the way Kansas fans wanted or Kansas team wanted. But, you know, I think Lance Leipold said it best. There's a lot of season left. And now Big 12 play starts next week. And, you know, they play West Virginia. Then they play Cincinnati, UCF. You know, you want to go into the Texas Tech game, which is in a couple of weeks, hopefully with no more losses. That's ideal, you know, contending for a Big 12 title. But I think there's a real possibility of that with this Kansas team. Obviously, you know, unforeseen circumstances can happen. But, you know, Jalen Daniels has played his best ball in a long time. And I think that's going to win you a lot of football games.
We got to go back to the Missouri game, Shrius. The Jayhawks got off to a blistering hot start in that game, at one point leading 21-6. And it looked like, okay, Kansas is going to be able to do this in hostile territory and taking down their bitter rivals. Missouri showed why they are a really talented football team. But what was your major takeaway from at least the start that Kansas showed in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a tremendous response to a hostile crowd. I think it was the atmosphere was fantastic just being there. I was a big fan of that, how both teams clearly hate each other. But I was looking pretty impressed, you know, like you go into a road environment like that and you can get out to a 21-6 lead. It seemed like they were in complete control of the game until they weren't, of course. But I was just impressed that, you know, it was even a possibility for Kansas to be up that big, you know, because I think previous Kansas teams over the last few years, or really the last decade and a half, probably would be in a position to be 21-6 on Missouri.
Yeah, I have a hard time evaluating that game. Mm-hmm. I love that KU was in it to the end. Man, they Missouri just moved the ball so much more than KU in the game, and I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know if I should be looking at, like, look at what KU did, even despite that, or the fact that it happened, and it's like, is that a concern down the road that if that happens, they won't be close in these games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a difficult thing. The one thing that worries me is, and I wrote about this after the game, is when key decisions are made, you know, at the end of halves or near the end of the game, I have a little bit of a concern that the offense tends to go a little conservative. I thought that was a Jeff Grimes issue. I think it's not, as we've seen against Missouri. I think Lance Leipold can learn from this, but I think for me, watching the end of the second half, watching the end of the game, I felt like I was watching shades of last year's team. I don't really understand it because, yes, I understand being conservative last year when Jalen Daniels was having a rough year, rough start, whatever. This year, he's off to his best start he's had in a long time. He was the only reason there on that Missouri game. Yes, Kansas fans can say the safety was bad. Yes, the fumble was bad. Whatever. Okay, not great. But he was dealing against a tough Missouri defense. He had to deal with a good amount of drops and to not play with any sense of urgency in the end of the first half. To me, that just you're giving up. I don't care what your mindset is. Zebrowski is not afraid to do, you know, take going fourth downs other times. Why not go for it or, you know, at least have better clock management there? And then at the end of the game, when they're down, I think it was 4 or something, you know, and they have to punt the ball. I thought that was incredibly, you know, it was 4th and 7, you know, Emmanuel Henderson just misses a catch. I thought that was incredibly not the right decision. I know analytics will be like, oh my God, there's only 1%, but this defense hasn't been able to stop a nosebleed all game. They can't stop the run game. They've been on the field 2-1 by the end of the game. Semantics wise, I just don't understand it. You know, I feel like you're playing scared. And Jalen Daniels is a 6-year quarterback. Daniel Heishaw is a 6-year running back. You can't play scared with who you have on offense personnel. Like, you have to trust that they are going to put you in a position to win. I think if I was a Kansas fan, that's the thing that irritates me the most, is it feels like they haven't learned anything from last year's debacle.
There was that stretch of the game, Shreyas, where, you know, towards the end of the first half, Missouri absolutely controlled the ball. You had, I think it was, 30 out of 31 plays were ran by Missouri. They had a long, sustained offensive drive that resulted in points. The very first play was that turnover safety from Jalen Daniels, and then Missouri goes on another long, sustained drive to basically end the half and walk away with points there, too. And it seemed to me, I mean, number one, that's a momentum killer. But number two, for the Jayhawks, you end up going into the second half, kind of playing on your heels a little bit, going back to what you had talked about with playing scared.
No, 100%. And I think so much of it was just bad clock management. Like, you know, they had the ball, I think, with 56 seconds, and they didn't even manage to, like, waste 30 seconds. Heishaw made a monumental error, you know, going out of bounds and stopping the clock. Like, that's just – I mean, you can't do that. I'm sorry. You're a 6-year running back. That's unacceptable. I don't care what it is. And Lance Leipold said as much, basically, after the game, because, you know, Lance is not the one to shade his players or throw him under the bus, but that was probably as explicit I've seen Lance be, you know, where, like, you know, we have to teach him better. And I'm like, what do you have to teach him better? He's a 6-year running back. Like, know the situational awareness to not be out of bounds. And you give up, you punt the ball 28 seconds, and Missouri has 2 big plays, and they almost score a touchdown. They put themselves in position to be in the red zone. They almost score a touchdown, but they don't. And then you end up with 3, going to the half, giving up 15 straight points. You're reeling. They have to kick the ball off. Obviously, it's going to be a tough position for Kansas to be in. I just didn't like that entire sequence the last 2 minutes. And to me, that felt like so much of what we watched last year in the first 6 games, where they gave up a ton of one-score games. And I don't know. I'd like to think this is a learning moment and this is something they can learn from, but I thought they would have learned from last year and we wouldn't be talking about the same thing over and over and over again.
Let's talk about the run game. You've talked a lot about Heishaw. Through 2 games against 2 cupcakes, it looked pretty effective. And then against Missouri, it was almost literally non-existent. So which is it? You know, what's closer to the truth, do you think, as we get ready for Big 12 play?
Well, I think it's a pretty good run game for the most part, but Missouri is just more talented, more athletic on the line. And it showed they could get holes open. And no disrespect to Daniel Heishaw or LaShawn Williams, but they're not Devin Neal. You know, I think Devin Neal would have been able to make some things more happen against that Tigers defense, especially as a receiver, you know, as some screens, et cetera. That was the one thing I was a little surprised about, is Kansas didn't use a little more screens with the running backs. You know, LaShawn Williams would have been, I think, if you're not going to get the traditional run game going, then at least, you know, maybe do something there. But, you know, it was a little disappointing if you were a Kansas fan, because there was so much on Jalen Daniels' shoulders that game. 31 rushing yards, you know, total all game. They had 2 at halftime. I think Heishaw ended up with 6 rushing yards and 11 carries. That's unacceptable. That's just not good enough. And that's, like, worrying to me, because what happens when they play a team like Texas Tech, which is athletic, which is big, you know, is that same thing going to repeat itself, where Jalen Daniels feels like he has to play hero ball, where he feels like he has to carry the load? I think they're going to be fine for most of conference play, but there are certain games that I'm like, okay, that run defense could cause some issues for this offensive line.
Obviously, we go into the bye week, and you mentioned the 3 teams they have coming up as they kick off Big 12 play. West Virginia is down at the bottom of the Big 12 right now. The honeymoon stage is over for Rich Rodriguez, as they did not look good at all. I agree with you. I feel like the Jayhawks should enter into the Texas Tech game at 5-1. In your mind, what's the number one priority that the Jayhawks have to focus on in this bye week to be able to get to a point to where they're 5-1?
Yeah, I think the big thing is situational awareness, you know, game planning. You know, I think clock management is something that's going to be big, because let's call it what it is. If things go the way they're supposed to go, Kansas should not be threatened by West Virginia, right? They should win this game. So I think the big thing is, you know, if is there, you know, more two-minute drills they can do to get them ready for end of halves? Is there more that they can do, you know, that when there are close games, they're going to be more prepared? I think that's going to be something big. I think obviously the defense needs to bounce back after a pretty horrendous outing versus Missouri. Like, that was probably the bet worst they're going to have all year defensively, especially against the run game. I think, you know, having Bengali Kamara fully healthy again will be big. You know, he played, but he was hurt still. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they look against West Virginia, because, like, if this is a team that we think is as good as they look, they should be pretty dominant against West Virginia. Like, this should be a, you know, they should win by 10 points type of game.
Yeah, well, and we'll have plenty of time to look at them more specifically next week, Shreyas. We appreciate it. Go follow all of Shreyas's work at the KC Star. Follow him on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll be ready to rock and roll into the Big 12 next week.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas Lotta. Good stuff. We'll see with KU. I do think they need to run the ball. I'm a little concerned about the output there when we're talking about Missouri. It's just such a big part of what they've been doing offensively for a long time. Of course, Devin Neal helps. Devin Neal now of the NFL. But we'll see. We've got more time to talk about it next week. Hey, thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every day here on Sports Daily. Thanks to Crestview Country Club, great supporter of the program. Fall golf season is here. It's been a minute, Tommy, since we've played. We got to get out there soon. It's chaos week for 3 weeks here for me, and then I'll be ready. It might be a little chilly. You like that? I'm not quite as much, but
I'm in on that. I love it when there's a chill in the air to go and play some golf.
We'll get a little October golf in there, but Crestview's got all kinds of fun stuff happening right now. It is a great time to give them a call and see what kind of packages that they're offering. Always different things happening there. Give them a call, ask them about the different memberships. You'd be surprised at how many different kinds there are for the golfers and for the non-golfers. Tell them we sent you. We're both proud to be out there and having fun all the time. So I appreciate their support here.
Hey, real quick, before we go to break, we would be remiss to not mention, I know you're not going to be on the show tomorrow, but tomorrow is the 25th anniversary.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anniversary of Sports Daily. Can you believe that?
Really?
25. No, so you're going to miss the 25th anniversary show. That's okay. But it's the 25th anniversary of this program here on KFH.
That is fantastic. I will be out tomorrow. I believe TJ is in for me tomorrow. I keep missing all of Glasser's betting insight. He nailed it in week one. I assume he did fine last week too, but that'll be tomorrow. Tim Fitzgerald. Don't go away. We got more Sports Daily coming up.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench, and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.